Welcome back, everyone. I would say good morning, but it's actually the afternoon and we are racing to meet the deadline. And I've got to give a special shout out to James because he is editing, recording and generally being my PA this week. So I'm very, very grateful to him. One thing I'm going to pick up on, James, before we launch into what we're talking about is why are you wearing odd socks?
Because it's odd sock day for anti-bullying week to show that kind of we're all different.
And which socks have you opted for?
So I've got a black school sock and I've got a red and white Manchester United sock.
Ooh, controversial. Okay, and I know that's been a focus this week, hasn't it? We've had some assemblies and talking about it in PSHE and things, which is great to raise awareness. And this week, can you tell everyone who we've chosen to interview and why?
So we've chosen to interview two new teachers, two new lower school teachers, and one new boy called Milo. And he also told us a bit about the year 5 and 6 school play and the Henker Shield, which was played last week.
Super. And we are going to be diving in a bit more, talking about the play in the weeks to come, because we know it's been cast. Do you want to tell anyone a little bit about that?
So the play was cast on Tuesday. So we've got Andrew Hamilton as Dorothy for the Year 7 and 8 play. I think I'm Glinda, which is the Good Witch. And then there's Jocasta, which is played by three people. It's got three heads.
Oh.
I think they're going to make a costume for the three boys.
Oh my gosh. Are you going to sing? Is there any music? Oh,
I'm not sure. I know that Andrew's got a song.
Yeah, he's really good, isn't he?
Yeah.
And next week, what's our focus, in case anyone wants to get thinking?
So, we've got the playground and all of the stuff that's been going on and what we're going to do for it.
Very exciting. Thanks, James.
Thank you. We're here with Miles from 3B, and he's going to tell us a bit about Rokeby. So, our first question is how are you getting on and what's been your favourite moment so far?
So, my favourite moment has been when I was in VT about cutting the wood, it was quite hard and I had to stay really still and like really straight to cut the wood. So that's my favourite. So that's my favourite bit at rugby so far.
Thank you. So our third question is what's been your favourite school meal so far?
Fish and chips because the fish is crunchy and the chips are really salty, which I love.
So our last question is, how was the upper school and how are you adapting to it?
The upper school is doing really well. Like the school council, like they've done a really good job doing, lots of meetings. And as being an eco rep, it's quite nice too.
But what do you have to do as an eco rep?
So I have meetings on Monday break and then, so I go to trips or I talk about how wildlife is or how the world can be better.
How was your trip this week?
It was amazing because it was like a cinema and then there were lots of animals I could see. My favourite one was with the rattlesnake.
What can you explain to people where your trip was, where you went?
So it was in the BBC experience, the world experience. Yeah.
Everybody, and welcome back to the podcast. So today we're here with Mr. Taboro and Mrs. Marvaki. So I'm going to be asking them 6 quick fire questions. So our first one is, why did you choose rugby?
I chose rugby for its ethos of smart, skillful, and kind, and it has a great reputation.
I chose rugby because apart from the things that Mr. Taboro mentioned, it was the best school I've ever seen. And I like all the boys there. I was waiting in the reception and everyone had a big smile. And I like everyone. And I like the facilities and I love all the type of lessons. I like everything. That's why I said that's the best school and I have to be in that school.
Thank you. So our second question is, what has been your favourite moment so far?
I think starting to teach phonics and other small intervention groups.
For me, getting to know everyone here, getting to participate in all the assemblies, and being part of the rugby community.
Okay, thank you. So our third question is, what superhero would you be and why?
I choose Baby Jack from The Incredibles because he doesn't quite know his powers yet or how to put them into the right use.
For me, I don't know if there's any hero, superhero, I'm invisible, but I would like to be this type of hero.
Yeah, so what has been your favourite school meal so far?
Risotto.
For me, spinach pie because I'm Greek and I love spinach pie.
Question 5. What house are you in and what will you do for it?
Goldsworthy. I will help us win.
And for me, it's Olive, and I love Olive House because it promotes friendship, and I'm very into that, so yes.
So our last question is, how long have you been a teacher for?
I've worked at Rokeby's since September 2023, and I've worked in the education sector for around 17 years.
And for me, I joined Rokeby in September, and I have been teacher since, 13 years. Yes,
okay. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Everybody, and welcome back to the Rokeby podcast. Today, we're here with Milo, who is a new boy at Rokeby, and he's going to tell us a bit about his first few weeks, what he's done in The Wizard of Oz, the year 5 and 6 school production, and a bit about the Henker Shield. So, Milo, our first question for you is, how is Rokeby? How are you getting on?
How's Rokeby? I love it. I definitely like everything about it, all the lessons. Oh, the food is very tasty, and sport is also very fun, everything basically.
So what's been your favourite school meal so far?
My favourite school meal has been the chicken katsu burgers.
Oh, that's great. What's been your favourite moment at Rokeby?
Well, my favourite moment was getting the role of Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz.
Okay, so we know that there's year 5 and 6 play, The Wizard of Oz. So, what character are you for that?
I am Dorothy.
And so, what have you been doing so far for it?
I've been having some rehearsals and I've been practicing my lines, and I actually have a rehearsal today.
Oh, great. And what about the Henker Shield? I heard that you went to the Henker Shield. How was it?
Oh, it was good, yes. I went on Saturday with everyone else in my team.
Really interesting. Thank you.